Coach's Insight continuing here on KARE 93.7. It's the final week of Coach's Insight, and as we continue to talk Northeast Kansas hoops, and now we talk McLouth basketball, joined by girls head coach, that is Felipe McCree. It is presented by Country Harvest Apple Market. Coach, we're down to the final game of the regular season tomorrow night, but Tuesday night you get a victory at home against Valley Falls, 35-28. Take us back to that game Tuesday, and what you like from your team?
What I like about our team is when we played Valley Ball last night was we made a little bit of a lineup change and kind of a philosophy change. Up until last night, we were averaging about 22, 23 three-point attempts per game. We decided to go big and really focus on getting the ball down low, and I just love the energy of the group. I love their competitiveness. We only shot 5 threes last night. We only had 25 shot attempts total, and only 5 of those were threes. And we shot close to 50% from the field. So I really like that energy and that focus last night.
You've won 2 of your last 3 games. You certainly want to be playing your best ball coming down the home stretch here, and with the regular season finale coming up Friday night against Horton, team you saw earlier in the year, of course. That was an 11-point Horton win, but that was way back in early January. What would you say is most different maybe about your team now, maybe compared to that first matchup in early January?
Well, kind of like I said, you know, we kind of late in the season where you don't want to change a whole bunch, but we really like the lineup that we threw out there, our quote-unquote big lineup. And obviously we're a totally different basketball team from when Horton saw us in early January. And obviously Horton's gotten a lot better as well. They won 2 or 3 in a row now. They're senior night, so they're going to be pumped up to play. But I think our girls are really going to get a challenge.
And it seems to be also a pretty big game in terms of the sub-state standings. As you kind of take a look at things right now, Jackson Heights has separated themselves as the top seed. ACCHS right there in the 2 spot. But then really 3 through basically the rest until about that last spot, it's pretty jumbled up and a lot of similar records with about 5 or 6 teams. So, and Horton's right in that mix. So in terms of just closing out the regular season with a win, it's also pretty big for Substate.
It is. And you know, the Substate stuff ended last night. So we're going to finish at the 7th seed. We'll play Effingham on Monday. Horton, I believe, got the 5 seed, if I'm not mistaken, just due to percentages. And so, you know, everybody kind of knows where they're going to be at in Substate. And you know, it's kind of one of those games where you just want to play well so that momentum carries over to Monday Substate games.
Hard to believe it's that time of the year. Substate beginning next week. But one final game for McLouth as they'll wrap up the regular season. That'll be on Friday night on the road at Horton. That is Felipe McCree joining us, McLouth girls coach, presented by Country Harvest Apple Market. Coach, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much throughout the course of the season. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great. I appreciate you having me. Thanks for supporting Northeast Kansas basketball.